I'm a little bit nervous. Fridays is Leicester Tester, and our mandate is to provide a little bit of experiential radio, not just talk about something, but to actually experience it. And over the last few weeks, we've been having quite a few interesting Leicester Testers here on air every Friday. And we sometimes get sent products and we get sent pitches for ideas. My producers found it quite then important for me to test the next product. It's called a TENS machine, a TENS machine. It's called a transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation unit. And it's meant to send small electrical impulses through electrodes that's attached to adhesive pads that goes into a that's attached to a person's skin. These then control blood and nerve flow to certain areas and could actually reduce pain, particularly to women who are currently going through the process of childbirth. So actually giving a support, ease of pain for childbirth, or could have the opposite effect. Apparently it could give men the idea of what labor pain is actually about. There's only one person on our team, and that is Amy. She currently has the unit with her. The adhesive pads are on my back. She will be controlling the unit. I don't know what labor is like, Amy. I have my wife obviously knows. I have absolutely no idea. And this is something that I am going to be experiencing on air this morning. But joining us to talk to us about the TENS machine is Gail Friedman. She is a doula. She assists women during childbirth. We got this particular unit from BirthWorks. Gail, how are you doing today?
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show.
I am very nervous at the moment, Gail. I'm looking forward to experiencing it, but I'm very nervous, and I'm sure this nervousness that I'm currently experiencing is absolutely nothing that women who actually have to go through childbirth actually experience in terms of the anxiety and the nerves of when it comes that time.
It's quite interesting, Les, because while I'm sitting here with you, I have a lady at the moment who's in labor and actually on her way to the hospital. Mm. And the feeling is exactly that. It's from excitement and anxiety and anticipation is what the woman and her husband and everybody involved feel. So it's interesting that you are experiencing that as well, because it's a very normal place to be in when you're about to have a baby.
So explain that physical process, that mental process that women who do give birth go through. Give some insight into some of us men or some women who have not gone through the process of giving birth. What does the body go through? What tells the body what is about to happen?
Okay, so what is happening is that you're going from being just a everyday life into a space of, it's all about the hormones. So when the baby is down deep in the birth passageway and this little head is pushing on the end of its home, which has been the uterus, it's pushing down there, it releases a hormone, what we call prostaglandins. They then go into the bloodstream and go up to the brain and release a hormone, which we all have, men and women, called oxytocin, all right? And oxytocin makes the uterus contract. Mm. Oxytocin is also experienced when we feel love, when we feel joy, when we're being held. And in the moment of sexual intercourse, when you actually make a baby. So oxytocin is a very important hormone. And when you've got enough oxytocin, the next hormone that is released is endorphin. Mm. Now, the TENS machine, when you feel it just now, it starts to create discomfort, and then the body naturally makes its own endorphin. Mm. So that's what the help of the TENS machine is. You place it on a woman when labor starts, and the body, first of all, gets distracted by the TENS machine causing these waves. Mm-hmm. and start to create endorphins. You know, when we in pain, we take morphine or we take pethidine. That is a man-made or a created opiate, but our body makes its own endorphins.
So is it the reason why men kind of can get the sensation, or at least the feeling of labor pains, is because our bodies aren't going through that current process of about to give birth, and that there is no, we just feel the sensation of this electrical unit attached to my back at the moment.
Exactly. Have you put it on yet?
It is on my back. I have one on my lower parts of my back, just below my buttocks, so one sort of my mid lumbar. Amy has set it to, I don't know what it says. It says 150 hertz here. I don't know what the 240 is about. So it's set up.
But it's not switched on yet. She hasn't turned the little dials on yet, right?
The dials are turned on. The dials are set to, I think it's 2.
Okay, so are you just feeling like a slight sensation?
Well, she hasn't pressed the button yet, so let's press the button.
If she hasn't pressed the button, maybe she needs to put it up to about 3. She needs to make it a bit stronger.
Okay.
Because whether the button is on or off, you feel...
There. I feel a pulse. There's a...
Exactly. Yeah. So when she pushes the button, it makes the pulse go faster. So it just increases the pulse when the woman is having that surge or contraction.
So what I'm feeling at the moment it's as if I'm having like a bit of a heart palpitation, but in my lower back. It's not painful yet, but there's definitely as if I can feel a heartbeat in my lower back.
These waves that go through the body, the body feels it, and the body then starts to create endorphins because it's to help you cope more with it. So if you brave enough, she could turn it up a little bit, because remember, labor starts slowly, comes every hour, then every 20 minutes, then every 7 minutes, and the length of the surges are about 30 seconds, then they become 40 seconds, and if you're in active labor, they're coming every 3 minutes and lasting for about 50 seconds.
Okay, I feel a strong pulse, nothing that is uncomfortable, but Amy, turn it up.
And now, how do you cope? How do you cope? Instead of going, I need you to breathe, so just take a deep breath.
Okay, I'm hunched over the desk. The pulse has become firmer, almost more stabbing than just a little electric pulse.
Exactly.
Is that what I'm supposed to be feeling?
Yes. Now imagine a woman. She's feeling that right down in her birth passageway, right? So right down inside her body, she's feeling the stabbing getting stronger and stronger. And at first, what you do is like you do, you go, and you tense more because you're trying to control it. And the secret of labor is you've got to relax more and you've got to breathe more. And the other last thing I want to tell you is are you sitting or standing?
I am standing, and I'm braced with my palms on the edge of the desk. Don't know whether to keep my legs straight or bent, because it's a funny and interesting sensation that is traveling down my back into my legs.
Okay, this is fabulous. What I want you to do is hold on to exactly what I, because you're doing it so great. Instead of holding tight, I want you to relax your knees.
Okay.
So if you're a woman in labor, I tell you to relax your knees.
Okay.
And I'll tell you to roll your hips. So roll your hips from side to side or in circles. So the secret of coping with pain in labor or discomfort is breathing, letting go, and moving.
Okay. Amy's going to give me another hit. Go ahead, Amy.
She's gonna turn it up a bit more.
Just a little. Okay. Okay.
Breathe, relax, and roll. Those are going to be my words. Yeah, that I would tell you during labor. It's all I would be saying to the whole time.
It's still not a pain. It's still not something that I wouldn't want to feel this any other time. But it's not debilitating. But it is an uncomfort at the moment.
So how far? What is the dial on now? Number 3, number 4, number 5.
Well, Amy is just pressing around with this button, so it's going from pulse to a vibrate, and that is, you know, I guess what is causing me the discomfort, because sometimes you can live with the constant pulse, but if it's a slow pulse, that's a bit more uncomfortable.
Okay, interesting. Mm. So again, remember, everybody's pain threshold is very different. You know, some women will cope earlier, some won't cope. So again, we've got to be very specific. You know, we can't generalize, but everybody's different. So Amy could increase the little dials from 3 to 5, maybe.
Yes. I'm rolling my hips. I am definitely sweating a lot more. Gail, I'm rolling my hips, knees bent, lounging over our desk here. And the movement is helping. This is very uncomfortable, but the movement is helping.
Okay, exactly. Now, remember, for a woman in labor, this goes on for an average of 7 to 10 to 12 hours. Eh? It's not like it's just quick. So, okay. But then it's a build-up.
Oh.
Well, at least you're laughing.
Ah, because I know I can take this off in 10 minutes time, but how many? You know, you're a doula and you also help. Firstly, it's Les the Tester. If you're wondering what I'm going through, it's Les the Tester every Friday. We do some experiential radio. We got in contact with some people who offered a tense machine. It's supposed to help with pain during labor. Because it sends electrical impulses in a woman's body when she's in the process of giving labor, her body then releases endorphins, and that's supposed to ease pain. For men, on the other hand, it gives the sensation of what labor is like. Gosh, okay, so in the meantime, let's just go to a voice note here, Joe. I'm conducting a radio interview and also making... as if I'm going through birth. Let's have a quick listen.
Okay.
Anyway, but Amy, let's crank it up a little bit. Let's see.
So you can see that it's not easy. And today, a lot of modern women don't, you know, endure labor because they are beyond your, you know, they are stronger meditation. Oh. Getting stronger now?
It's getting stronger, yes. It's getting stronger.
So but now you've got to breathe deeper. And you've got to just allow yourself to cope more and more. And what's happening, the pain that the woman is feeling in labor is her baby's head that is stretching her muscles open so that it can merge down the birth passageway. Okay. That's what's causing her the discomfort.
Okay.
There's this little head that's trying to squeeze out of her.
Okay, let's go to that voice note, Johannes.
I'm loving this. Are we giving a man birth pangs? Can we make this mandatory, please?
Do husbands who come along with their wives, do they want to experience this as well, girl?
So most men in the modern world do come with, but we, you know, we teach classes where we help men to help their wives. And the other thing which is very helpful is gentle massage. So whoever is there with you, is they could be gently just massaging your hands, massaging your shoulders, massaging your back to just feel comforted. So that's how we would help men. Men get very anxious because they don't know what to do for their wife or their partner, you know, and they don't know how to help them.
Look, I'm being very selfish now, Gail. I'm very worried about myself because I guess a woman has had 9 months to maybe emotionally prepare for this. I've had, 2 days since our producers told me that I'm going to be doing this. But I'm willing to go up, Amy. I think I'm willing to try it.
Ask Amy what number Amy, are you on now?
What number what is number? It on, Amy? Oh. It's on four now. It's on four now.
Okay, tell her to go. I mean, some women go to, like, on average, it's 3-4. I've had a woman, like, be on 7 in active labor. Good. Fabulous. Lovely. You're breathing. That's amazing. That's
When is the baby supposed to come out, Gail?
When is the baby supposed to come out? It depends how far dilated you are now. You think you're about 4 centimeters. The baby comes out when you're 10 centimeters dilated.
And at what point? Like, when do you ask for the epidural?
Oh, golly. I mean, on average, a lot of women, when they somewhere between 6 and 8 centimeters, when the baby's really low, it causes a lot of panic. Mm. Another way that you can help with pain is also to get into a bath and to be in water, you know. And then before you go for epidurals, which is a very clinical experience. An epidural, you need a drip in your arm, you need a full-on injection into your spine, and you need a catheter in your bladder because you can't move afterwards. So it maybe numbs the pain, but it's quite a clinical procedure in itself. Me personally, I'd rather push through, and I went without any pain relief. That was many years ago. I had 3 babies at home. I didn't use pain relief, you know.
Amy is the only member of our team who has given birth. She was a kid.
Fabulous. And okay.
Amy, I want you to let me know, how am I doing?
Well, Lester, I'm not impressed. I thought you would soldier on much better than this. But well done for your hips like that.
Okay, I'm swaying my hips as if I'm slow dancing here.
I'm impressed in that way. But yeah, this is these hours of this to still undertake.
Okay. Gail, I think I'm going to go just for one more.
Are you sure?
Okay.
And then I think I will call it there. And I completely, that's not the real thing, but I think I get the idea. Okay, Amy?
You understand it a bit more. So is Amy going to turn it up a bit?
Amy is going
to... I'm doing it now, Lester. Brace yourself.
Okay,
so
here we go.
Go for five.
And breathe. That's the really important bit.
And breathe. And roll.
Oh.
You even sound like you're in labor.
Oh.
I think you are brave.
I think I am. I feel like I'm having a baby. But let's go to another voice note. 0725671567.
Good morning, it's Wayne here. Just regarding the pain of labor pains when you are giving birth, I can tell you what's similar to it. I've talked from experience. I've got 5 kids, so I've been through 5 births. Not me personally, my wife obviously, but I've had 11 kidney stones in one go. Okay, so 11 kidney stones, it felt like 11 babies. Just saying, that's about as close as you get to labor pains as kidney stones. Have a great day and stay kidney stone free.
Is that accurate, Gail? Can you compare?
They sometimes say that kidney stones is worse. So I have heard that. I've never had a kidney stone myself, but it's because it's right down in that same region, you know? Mm. And again, the secret is you've just got to let go. That's that is what it's about. It's about letting go, and that's why the woman has to feel safe. She has to feel held. She has to feel comfortable to let go to birth her babies. It's the most out of body experience in a body that you'll ever,
I feel it's exactly that. It's an out of body experience where something is happening inside me in which I can't really pinpoint. If someone pricks my arm, I know it's my arm, but this is my entire lower half of my body from my lower back through my thighs, nowhere amongst my male organs, but through my thighs and into my knees. and it's not really a pain or a sensation which I can just pinpoint. We have 2 minutes left, Amy, and I am going to say, let's turn it up again.
Okay.
But don't forget, you need to breathe.
Okay, Amy's going to calm me down. And she
breathe,
will...
roll your hips, and let go. Let go like you were sitting on the toilet.
Okay. Oh, wow. Oh, this is a tremendously dull ache inside my body.
Yeah.
And it is pulsing, and it is, wow.
So it's a very instinctive feeling to hold, because we are trained to hold and, you know, not release that area. And that's not so hard, because everything in you is trying to control it, and everything in you has to let go. Yeah.
Okay, we are slowly winding it down.
Okay, Gail. Well, I hope you have a beautiful baby. You know, you have a better understanding and respecting what women go through in this world.
And our CEO has just come to the window to see what we are doing. Look, my wife is expecting in November, girl, for our second kid. And I have just grown an absolute 100-fold appreciation of what this miracle is. And
exactly.
Look, you say it helps in terms of, it helps women going through labor pains, through releasing those endorphins. I'm standing up for the first time in 20 minutes. I'm standing up right now. It's all off. But if people want to get in touch with you, with other doulas, people from Sunshine Health, how do they get in touch with you, Gail?
So I'm from a group of doulas called Wombs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm WOMBS, and that's www.wombs.org.za, or otherwise, I'm personally Gail Friedman, Sunshine Health. I don't know if you want a contact number or a website or...
Just your website, then we can direct people if they want to contact you.
www.sunshinecoloracademy.com.
Gail Friedman, thank you so much for this experience. Really appreciate it.